I'm a thug. Antisocial. I'm loud. I'm a bully. I'm responsible for the rise in knife crime. I'm a Lesbo youth. I'm proud of it. I'm inconsequential. I'm the one that helps you sell your papers. I'm into reading. I'm into sport. I'm a teenager.
I'm 14. And for me, that means getting up early in the morning, lying in when I can, going to school 5 days a week, making the most of that 2 day weekend you get. You know, meeting new friends, chilling with your friends, playing sport. I mean, basically making the most of your time. I mean, generally, I don't get discriminated against too badly. I mean, yeah, I break a few small rules, and I keep doing that, I guess, till I get bored of it or they become legal. But I just think it's mad how these politicians, who've made tons of mistakes to affect the public of Britain on a daily basis, have the right to say where I have a choice or a chance to vote just because I'm 14. Why then, in the eyes of the law, am I treated like an adult and be held responsible for my actions if I commit a crime? Why then, at 16, am I allowed to go out and buy a lottery ticket and sign up and maybe potentially one day give my life for this country? Why then, is it suddenly legal for me to have sex, sell scrap metal, and contemplate about leaving education and maybe joining a job? Yeah, I might join a trade union if I get a job. I'll pay taxes, but I won't be able to vote. Why then, at 18, am I allowed to drink, drive, and vote in the general elections? You can't treat me like an adult when I'm still a teenager. See, when I think about these things, I realise that us teenagers do actually care. If you're willing to try me in a court at the age of 14, then don't ignore my opinions until I'm 18.
The media misrepresents young people. Too often we're seen as asbos, yobs, and disinterested teenagers, as we have just seen from the dramatisation by the teenage monologues. Young people are represented as a menace, a threat to community prosperity, and worst of all, a lost cause. The negative stories about young people, as we can see from the headlines behind us, seem to dominate the media and thus translate into public prejudices. Since the majority of teenagers cannot vote, quite often we are an easy scapegoat for politicians and the media alike. The Respect campaign aims to change this.
The Respect campaign is supported by two amazing charities, the British Youth Council and YouthNet, and was started in 2005 by a group of 8 people after a survey into what teenagers actually thought about the media brought up some astonishing facts. More than 4 in 5 young people feel they are represented by the media as a group to be feared. And at the same time, 85% of young people read at least one newspaper, and over 50% would change their representation by showing all the good that they do. That doesn't sound like a disinterested lost cause to me.
Recently, we have restarted the campaign with some brand new members: Casper, Chris, Maserat, Jessica, Neil and Hannah, which have joined the previous team of Natalie and Liam. We are now keener than ever to make sure that young people actively do something to challenge the negative stereotyping by the general public and the media. If young people speak up in the media about the reality, then the negative image will disappear.
Young people are a wide-ranging, diverse group. We need only look at the sporting world and we can see excellent young role models competing in the Olympics. Also, there are many brave young men and women who sacrifice their lives daily for their country in the army. If you look around at your family and friends, you probably know a young person who's a charity volunteer, part of a youth organisation, or someone with a passion, be it music or sports. We are certainly not public enemy number one. So what can we do to make sure the positive stories also get into the media? We want young people to engage with the media themselves. If there's a story which is unbalanced, why not comment on it online? Email the journalist who wrote it, or write a letter to the editor. Join Facebook groups which want to tackle stereotypes, and finally, you can sign the Respect Pledge. This aims to make young people empower themselves to make a change. It says, I will make my voice heard and help young people's views get noticed. When I have an opinion on a news story, I will voice it in the media by commenting online, writing to editors of papers or magazines, and calling into TV or radio programmes. It's our news too. A petition will now be sent round so everyone can sign the pledge and take the media into their own hands. Thank you.